Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now if you live in one of the 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Let's take a look at high school sports from around the area. Last night, a girls' high school volleyball, the postseason opened up with a Class 1A opening round game last night. It was Coon Rapids Bayer defeating Exira EHK in three straight games, 25-22, 25-10, 25-11 were the game scores as Coon Rapids Bayer moves on to tomorrow night's first round of action in Class 1A. Tonight, Class 2A first-round matches are scheduled. 7 o'clock start times on all of these tonight as Missouri Valley hosts Westwood. West Monona goes to Logan Magnolia. IKM Manning visits Kemper Catholic. Van Meter is at Audubon. Panorama at Des Moines Christian. Pleasantville is at West Central Valley. Nottoway Valley is at I-35. Underwood is at Tri-Center. Trainer plays at St. Albert. It's Griswold at home against Shenandoah with Clarinda hosting Clarinda Academy this evening. The weekly Iowa Association of Track Coaches cross-country individual rankings came out yesterday. Here's a look at those ratings. Class 3A girls, Madison Waymire, remains number one rated. She's from Dallas Center Grimes. Allie Krogman stays put this week at number four in the Class 3A list. Also in the girls 3A list, Creston's Maria Mostick is number 27 and Jessica Feldman of Harlan is 28th. In 3A boys, Mark Abrams of Glenwood is ranked fourth this week. Shenandoah's Sean Skillern is number nine. James Fuller of Glenwood is 15th. His teammate Jeff Reeve is ranked 16th, while Harlan's Philip Serenko is ranked number 30 in this week's top 30 poll. In Class 2A on the girls' side, it's Missouri Valley's Breezy Weaver at 15 and Melanie Luttrell of Logan Magnolia number 27. Also on the boys' side in 2A, Dustin Werner of Kemper Catholic is ranked 12th, with Logan Reinig of Missouri Valley ranked number 25. Also Class 1A in girls, Rebecca Topham of Griswold still is on top of the pile. She's ranked number 1 with Corning's Tiffany Shepard ranked 9th. Ashton Alfers of Tri-Center is rated 11th. Megan Deist, the sophomore from Audubon, is ranked 19th this week, while Jordan Sint of Griswold is rated number 29. On the boys' side in Class 1A, Nottoway Valley's T.J. Bauer is rated 3rd. Riverside's Cade Cleveland is ranked 4th. Also, St. Albert's Josh Sindelar is number 16. Riverside's Ian Patrick is ranked 17th, with Scott Thulin of St. Albert rated number 19 in this week's poll. Well, the weekly Associated Press High School Football Top 10 poll came out yesterday as well. Class 4A, West Des Moines Valley remains on top. In 3A, it's Clear Lake still at number 1. Class 2A, Iowa City Regina remains on top with Kemper Catholic at number 6 again this week. In 1A, St. Albert remains number 1 with Logan Magnolia staying at 4. Panorama checking in again this week at number 7. In Class A, Lamar's Galen Catholic remains number 1. Bedford is at number 9 in this week's poll. They're up a spot. In 8-man, it's Armstrong Ringstead still solidly at the top, with Fremont Mills staying put at number 3. East Mills remains ranked number 4 in this week's poll. Iowa State running back Chantrell Johnson may be gone for the rest of the season because of a neck injury. Johnson injured his neck in a loss to Texas on October 1st and has missed the last two games. Coach Paul Rhodes said Monday that the medical staff hasn't decided yet how to treat the injury. Johnson was the Cyclones' leading rusher when he got hurt. The 5'9", 187-pound sophomore has carried 51 times for 247 yards. That's a 4.8 average. Sophomore James White has played most of the time at running back since Johnson's injury. White rushed for 148 yards at Baylor October 8th and had 61 yards on 14 carries at Missouri on Saturday. Iowa State's quarterback competition appears to be heating up after redshirt freshman Jared Barnett replaced struggling starter Steele Jantz in the last game. Coach Paul Rhodes says he hasn't lost confidence in Jantz, who has thrown 8 interceptions and lost 4 fumbles this season. But he indicated Barnett would get a closer look this week as the Cyclones prepare for Saturday's home game with number 17 Texas A&M. Rhodes says he'll decide at the end of the week which quarterback gives the team its best chance to win. Jantz led Iowa State to come-from-behind victories in its first 3 games, but the Cyclones have lost their last 3, and Barnett guided them to their only offensive touchdown in last Saturday's 52-17 loss at Missouri. It's going to cost a lot more for football programs to leave the Big East Conference. A person with knowledge of the decision tells the Associated Press that league presidents have voted to double the exit fee for football members to $10 million. The exit fee will remain $5 million for the league's 8 non-football members. The Big East is hoping the move will lead to adding 6 new schools to the conference, including Boise State, as a football-only member. The Big East plan is to have 12 football members, also includes adding Navy and Air Force just for football, and also Central Florida, SMU, and Houston in all sports. There's no timetable for extending invitations, and of course no guarantee that all the targeted schools will join. In the NFL last night, the New York Jets earned a much-needed victory while keeping the Miami Dolphins winless this season. Darrelle Revis returned an interception 100 yards for the game's first touchdown before the Jets completed a 24-6 win over the Dolphins. Revis and the rest of the Jets' defense didn't allow a touchdown and blanked the Dolphins after Dan Carpenter hit a short field goal early in the second quarter. Mark Sanchez ran for a 5-yard TD late in the first half and threw a 38-yard touchdown pass to Santonio Holmes with 11:50 left to clinch that victory. The Jets ended a 3-game skid, improving to 3-3 despite just 13 first downs and 296 total yards of offense. The 0-5 Dolphins managed just 93 total yards in the second half as they committed 3 turnovers. In other NFL news, the NFL will not fine San Francisco head football coach Jim Harbaugh and Detroit head coach Jim Schwartz for their post-game tiff in the 49ers' win over the Lions. Harbaugh gave Lions coach Schwartz a roundhouse handshake and a backslap that Schwartz took offense to. A scrum broke out with coaches and players involved. Also, the Saints say that surgery on coach Sean Payton's injured left leg was successful and he should be able to return to work on Wednesday. The club's orthopedic surgeon repaired a meniscus tear and a fractured tibia a day after Payton was injured in a sideline collision during New Orleans' 26-20 loss at Tampa Bay. Payton expects to call plays from the coach's booth when the Saints host Indianapolis on Sunday night. Chargers tight end Antonio Gates practiced Monday for the first time in several weeks in hopes of playing against the New York Jets. Gates has missed the last 3 games following a flare-up in his lengthy bout with plantar fasciitis in his right foot. He tore scar tissue near the injury September 18th against New England. Rams quarterback Sam Bradford has a high left ankle sprain and is in a walking boot, leaving his status for this week's game at Dallas in question. Backup A.J. Feely likely will take the majority of the snaps with the first team when the winless Rams return to practice Wednesday. Raiders quarterback Jason Campbell is scheduled to undergo surgery on his broken collarbone. He hopes to return for the stretch run. Campbell was injured late in the first half of Oakland's 24-17 win over the Cleveland Browns when he landed hard on his shoulder at the end of a scramble. An MRI shows Browns running back Peyton Hillis injured left hamstring in the first quarter of Sunday's loss at Oakland. Coach Pat Shurmur doesn't know how long Hillis will be sidelined. The Denver Broncos have traded Brandon Lloyd to the St. Louis Rams for a conditional 2012 draft pick. It reunites the Pro Bowl receiver with Rams offensive coordinator Josh McDaniels, who was the Broncos head coach last year when Lloyd led the league in receiving. Bears safety Chris Harris is requesting a trade after being benched for Sunday's game against Minnesota. Harris's agent says the club has granted him permission to seek a deal. The Bears say that star wide receiver and return man Devin Hester is okay a day after he was forced to leave Sunday's win over Minnesota with a chest injury. Coach Lovie Smith says the injury shouldn't be serious and it belongs more on the bumps and bruises list. The Minnesota Vikings are considering a quarterback change. Rookie Christian Ponder relieved Donovan McNabb in the fourth quarter Sunday at Chicago, with the Vikings losing 39-10. A day later, Coach Leslie Frazier says he'll discuss the situation with his staff over the next couple of days and decide by Wednesday who starts this week against Green Bay. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of 2 full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, Jimmy Johnson has a suggestion for IndyCar. The 5-time defending NASCAR champion says the open-wheel circuit should stop racing on ovals and stick to road courses. Johnson says he was glued to his television Sunday watching the coverage of Indianapolis 500 winner Dan Weldon's death in the IndyCar series finale on the oval at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Johnson believes the IndyCar cars are built for street circuits and road courses, and they drive too fast to race on ovals. He says the car is not built to withstand the bumping that occurs on ovals. Johnson walked away from his own frightening accident Saturday night at Charlotte Motor Speedway when his car hit headfirst into the wall. Meanwhile, IndyCar officials say Pippa Mann and J.R. Hildebrand have been released from a Las Vegas hospital after overnight treatment for injuries that they received in the crash that killed Weldon. An IndyCar spokeswoman says the 28-year-old man underwent surgery for a burn to her right pinky finger received in the 15-car wreck Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Officials say Hildebrand was treated for a bruised sternum and was held overnight for evaluation. Well, preparations for the World Series are underway in St. Louis as the Cardinals clinch the National League pennant Sunday night by beating the Brewers in Game 6 of the Best of 7 League Championship Series in Milwaukee. It's the Cards' third NL title since 2004 and their 18th overall. The Redbirds will host the Rangers for the opening two games on Wednesday and Thursday nights. Texas won the AL title Saturday night with a Game 6 win over the visiting Detroit Tigers, and they'll be making their second straight World Series appearance. The Rangers lost to San Francisco in five games a year ago in their first ever trip to the Fall Classic. St. Louis has home field advantage due to the National League's victory in this summer's All-Star game. We'll have those games for you from the World Series here on KJAN. Well, Frank and Jamie McCourt have reached a settlement in a costly and nasty feud over control of the Los Angeles Dodgers. It paves the way for a showdown in bankruptcy court between the embattled team owner and Major League Baseball. The deal was struck between the former couple, but the terms will not be released, according to a joint statement. The Los Angeles Times reports that Jamie McCourt would receive about $130 million. As part of the agreement, Jamie McCourt will withdraw her opposition to the proposed sale of the Dodgers' media rights, a move her ex-husband says would alleviate his financial woes. Instead, she will file a motion supporting the process, according to that statement. And the National Hockey League last night, just five games on the ice. It was Colorado in overtime, 3-2 over Toronto. Florida beat Tampa Bay 7-4. Winnipeg edging Pittsburgh 2-1. Montreal was Edmonton over Nashville 3-1. And Anaheim beating San Jose 3-2. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.